Drama on One.
Sundays at 8 p.m.
rte.ie/drama on one.
Drama on One.
Hello, I'm Alan Stanford, and welcome to Macbeth in Monaghan. This deals, to a large extent, with the final act of the play, with Act 5, which is the revenge. We've already seen through the previous programmes the gradual descent into chaos. We had the prophecy, we had the murder, we had the betrayal, and we've had the genocide. And it's almost like a great wheel moving down a hill. Scotland descends slowly into chaos because of one man's ambition. But we mustn't forget at any point that it's a man, not a monster. It's not some wild animal. It's a human being with human frailty. A man who could have been a hero, was a national hero, but who became corrupted because of his own ambition and because of the temptations that fate put in his way. The witches, the weird sisters, are like, in Greek tragedy, the fates. They are the option you could take. They have said, this will happen. This is the future. And the temptation of that future destroys Macbeth. And with him, the country that he is meant to govern. He has brought it to its knees. He has really destroyed it by his own actions, by his own vanity, by his own desires, by his own ambition. However, the night is long that never finds the day, says Malcolm, and Malcolm is coming. High up on his castle in Dunsinane, Macbeth the tyrant waits, but Malcolm and his army are approaching.
The English power is near, led on by Malcolm, his uncle Siward, and the good Macduff.
Revenge is born in them, for their dear causes would to the bleeding and grim alarm excite the mortified man.
Near Ben and Wood shall we well meet them, that way are they coming.
What does the tyrant?
Great Dunsinane he strongly fortifies.
Some say he's mad.
Others that lesser hate him, they call it valiant fury.
But for certain, he cannot buckle his distempered cause within the belt of rule.
Now does he feel his secret mortars sticking on his hands.
Those he commands move only in command, nothing in love.
Now does he feel his title hang loose about him, like a giant's robe upon a dwarfish teeth.
Who then shall blame his pestered senses to recoil and starve, when all that is within him does condemn itself for being there?
Well, march we on to give obedience where it is truly owed.
Meet we the medicine of the sickly wheel.
And with him pour we in our country's purge each drop of us.
Make we our march towards Birnam.
So waiting in the wings, or at least in the forest, is the avenging hero. And thank you to Jonathan Williams, Sean Carolan, Patrick Moyner, Dara Hamill and Daryl Caplice for reading in those parts.
Drama on One.
Sundays at 8 p.m.
rte.ie/drama on one.
Drama on One.